I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Do you need help from the dad joke vending machine?
Yeah.
That'll be 25 cents, please.
Hey, what do you call someone with no body and no nose?
What?
Nobody knows.
Oh, no. You should leave the dad jokes up to me.
Did you hear the rumor about butter?
What?
Well, I'm not going to be the one to spread it.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV
Obsessed.
Hello.
Okay, cool. Ready?
Yeah. So we have Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt.
Yep.
They have a show on HGTV called 100 Day Dream Home.
Yep. It was a great interview. We're so excited for you guys to hear it. They are a builder, realtor, married couple, and they build homes from the ground up in 100 days. That's what was crazy, right? Like, yeah. I couldn't believe. And they've never missed a deadline. Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. We actually vibed really great with these guests.
The vibes were immaculate. They're from Tampa.
Yeah. So they're like our neighbors. We literally found out they live like 20 minutes away from us.
Yeah.
We're going to get dinner with them.
I think we were so excited about that to have some new Tampa friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me to have any friends at all. They have a daughter just like us.
Yep.
They have a dog just like us.
Yeah.
And
you describe them as couple goals.
Well, because they are.
I think so. They're pretty buff.
Well, Mika is the most... She's just so beautiful. Like, you know, Zoom doesn't really do people justice.
Sure.
And then you like see them and you're like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
They were just both very good couple.
Yeah.
They complement each other really well. It was awesome.
It's just such a great interview, guys. We're so excited for everyone to hear it. So why don't we go ahead and get right into it?
Mika to HGTV Obsessed.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my gosh, you broke my eardrum.
I know.
We are honestly so excited to have you guys. We have to like do our homework before we watched you. Very entertaining. I feel like they are us.
Yes.
Like your dynamic and your banter and the way you guys joke and your chemistry.
You're Tampanians.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Where are you guys located?
South Tampa.
You guys are in Tampa?
Yes.
Why are we not doing this in person?
I didn't even think of that.
Are you guys in our front yard?
They are. I saw a white van going up.
South Tampa? Behind you.
Are you in Hyde Park?
No, we're in Riverview, which is like just south of Tampa, but we're moving a little bit further. But I had no idea you guys were in Tampa. That is so you guys are Bucks fans.
Yeah. We Bucks fans, Lightning fans. We graduated from Plant High School. Yeah.
We went, okay, get this. I know you guys went to the same high school together.
Yeah.
We did too.
We didn't know each other in high school.
No!
That's cool.
Literally never knew each other all 4 years. And then went 4 years after. So I just turned 25 today. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks, man. And she's 26. And we literally never met like in high school, after high school. And then we just met randomly at church of all places. And then boom.
Well, you know, what's cool. So we actually went to Riverview High School, which we were, I think we were competitors of you guys, but Meek and I went to high school as well. And she never knew I existed either. And we were in the same class.
I knew you existed. I just wasn't interested.
She was out of your league. Yeah.
I wanted to date her so bad in high school. It just, it never happened. I dated her in my mind, but that was my name.
We got a couple guys who married up here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is going to be for the people that haven't watched your show before. What is 100 Day Dream Home all about?
Tell us all about it.
100 Day Dream Home, you know, the number sticks out, right? We're building houses in 100 days, which is a very ambitious goal. But, you know, more importantly, it's about creating something that doesn't exist and really building from the ground up, which is something that I think sets us apart from a lot of the other shows on the network. And we really just like to create something that's never been done before.
And the cool thing is with our show is we literally go from foundation to front door in 100 days or less. And we follow every single step of the process, which is really cool for the viewers to see, because that's not something they see on every other show. And being in Florida, you know we have crazy weather here. So there's a ton of challenges. So it does keep the show exciting as kind of the 100 day timeline ticks.
I feel like the fact that you do it in Florida makes it like even more interesting just because of what you just said.
Well, you know, the reason why we really love to show off Tampa is because, you know, 30 minutes north, 30 minutes south, east and west, you can be in so many different types of areas, but still being so close to Tampa. So we really have a diversity in our landscape with our clients that we work with and the type of builds that we do. So 100 Day Dream Home, we focus on all of those aspects. And I think that's what America's really going to fall in love with this show, because we keep it real and we show off so many different aspects.
Right. That's awesome.
How did you guys get started doing this?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long journey. I think the simplest answer is really, you know, we started working together in a fitness franchise. So for about 10 years, we ran fitness centers. I got a little burnout of that. So I got my real estate license. Mm-hmm. And once we sold our first fitness club, we had a little bit of money to kind of invest. So we actually started out almost as investors, where we would buy land and we partnered with different builders and we would build these spec homes and sell them.
Well, hang on. What she's forgetting is our very first project was a renovation. It was a flip.
That's true.
It was in Reddington Shores Beach. And we thought we were going to make a certain amount of money, and that got dwindled down very quick because there's so many unexpected variables when you're flipping a 100-year-old home. So after that first one, you know, we kind of looked at each other and was like, there's got to be an easier way. So that's when we started getting into new construction, because you know your set costs in the beginning. There's not as many surprises along the way. And we just started going to town and specking out homes, which is when you build them and then sell them on the back end. It's an overnight success, 3 years in the making.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to, my next question was how long? 3 years. That's awesome.
I would say 3 years from the idea to the pilot. I mean, it was definitely like process, like do a sizzle reel, wait to see how that goes. I think it's definitely been a journey. But there's a lot of people and a lot of things that have had to happen along the way. So it's not like Ryan and I are just miraculously making this happen on our own.
Oh, yeah. We've got great teams, not only on the production side, but also on the construction side that make all of this happen. You know, and it's been a process. It's been a journey, and we've enjoyed every step of the journey. And here we are in season two of 100 Day Dream Home. And we're working hard, but we're having a lot of fun. But people always ask us, how did you get the show? And we tell them a little bit of luck and a ton of hard work, because it is. It's a lot of work, but we love hard work.
That's so cool. I love that. So what is the best thing about working with your spouse? And then what is the worst thing about working with your spouse? We could probably answer this too, but I want to hear from you guys.
Should I?
You can go with the
Mike.
Back.
Mike, I feel like I should leave the room for a second.
I like to keep it real. So let me tell y'all something. There's days that it's the best day in the world. Like, you know, obviously we've had some experience working together before the show, which was great, right? Because we did work in the fitness centers and we grew those businesses from the ground up. But, you know, it breathes. Like, there's days that, you know, it's great and everything you kind of agree on. And there's days that you literally just can't wait to get done filming and like go into separate quarters of your house.
It's just tough because, you know, we film together all day long. Like today, we filmed together all day long today. Today was a fun day. We had a good time today.
Yeah, today was a good one.
But then it's like, okay, you get home. It's like you get home and then what do you say? Like, hey, what did you do today? Well, I was with you 24/7. I already know what you did today. You know, we're opposites in some ways, but we are a lot alike. And I think that's what makes it trickier because we're both control freaks. We're both type A personalities.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we really do make a great team. And, you know, anytime we're having issues between ourselves, we have to keep focus on the families that we're building the house for. And that's the most important thing. So we kind of keep our eye on the prize and on that 100-day time frame. So it's stressful. What you see is real. And I think that's why viewers are really going to like it.
That's awesome.
When you said 100-day time frame, first off, we have the new year. It's here. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, like, imagine what you could do if you stuck to something for 100 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can build a whole house from the ground up. But what is, like, was there ever a time when you guys were like, there is no way we are going to cut this deadline? Like, we are going to go over. They're going to have to pretend we made the deadline because you guys make it every single time.
Yeah.
I think the biggest challenge, like we said, is the weather that we have in Florida. I mean, you know, we filmed season two all through hurricane season. So, you know, we build in a little buffer zone for weather. But when you lose a week because the footers are flooded, you have to make up that time sometime or some way. So, you know, every single episode and every build, it's always stressful down to the wire. And it's usually late nights. We have a reveal this Saturday coming up, and we're going to be there Friday night all night long to make sure that it looks absolutely perfect from that family comes home. So I would say every single episode, it's a race against the clock. It really is.
So, and I think, so Brian, you know, it's funny, like he has the role where he really is more on the construction side. So it's funny that you say weather. I would say decision-making from the clients.
Yeah.
So when I'm working with, you know, clients on picking different finishes, there's times where it's hard to decide. And unfortunately, it's like, I don't want to be pushy, but it's almost like, if you want me to accomplish getting this house done, I need you to pick your flooring today. So that's kind of where I have to be able to, you know, kind of navigate them through the process, but like put a sense of urgency on certain things too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When I was watching one of your videos, she was talking about the husband wanted a garage. The wife didn't want a garage. She wanted to use like 700 square foot, like to put it in the house. And
700 square. Our first apartment like a year ago was 600 square feet on Davis Island.
We had a baby.
Perspective right there, man. Oh, 700 square foot garage. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Her crib was like right next to the kitchen, so it would like bounce off the stove and echo. But
oh, nice.
But when you were asking them about the garage, that's literally what I was thinking. Like, first off, the couple has to agree. Second off, they have to decide there because you're building it right then. So you just have to know exactly what you want.
Yeah. And the season two premiere was interesting because that couple, they were living in that camper, which was like 300 square feet.
Yeah, I think 350 square feet. But man, did they keep it tight. They made every inch of that camper work. I was impressed.
I don't even want to know what ours looked like, to be
disgusting.
Honest.
Disgusting.
And so this is a new place you just moved into today?
We moved in yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And we just started touching boxes about an hour ago.
Yeah.
So, hey, so in that sense, we are the same, but we are kind of opposite. You guys just moved in. We are about to move out of our house. I mean, if I showed you the camera behind,
and please don't.
The house is empty. Everything is in boxes because we're actually building our dream home as part of season two. It's going to be the season two finale. So people can kind of watch our process. So we're going through the same process that our clients go through. And yeah, it's been challenging trying to focus on their needs, our needs, trying to pack up our house. We have an 11-year-old daughter, a crazy dog. So it's been a lot.
They're opening boxes and we're closing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe eventually we'll do we'll be a guest on your show and we'll do our 100-day dream home. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
That would be
fun.
Heck yeah.
Where would you guys want your dream location to be? Like, you know Tampa pretty well. Where do you guys want to live?
Catherine, where would you want your dream home to be? I don't have a say.
I think like South Tampa, maybe like even on Bayshore. Like,
Yeah.
All right.
So for the listeners that don't know the area, Bayshore Boulevard, if you're going to be on Bayshore, you're paying over $1 million just for the dirt. That doesn't get you anything. That's dirt.
How about $100 million, Raymond?
Yeah.
It probably would take more than 100 days on that size.
I will slowly but surely just start to sow into her seeds of Riverview, Brandon.
It's very like,
honestly. Exactly. Look, we're getting out of this. It's growing so much that it's getting a little bit too condensed. And it's funny, okay, so you guys are 25, 26. I would totally want to be like close to everything, be able to walk out my door, go to coffee shops.
Now we're old.
I feel like I'm like, when I get home, I just want to be like in my own little oasis, and I don't care how far away from society I am. So it's so weird how like, as you grow, those needs and lifestyles like kind of change a little bit.
25 or 26.
We are old.
So we actually started our first gym around that age, maybe a little bit later.
We
and I have known each other for 20 years. We've dated for 10 and been married for 5. So gosh, I feel really old talking to you guys right now.
Do you guys have any tips for like first time home builders?
One piece of advice. If you would give any piece of advice for a first time home builder, what would it be?
I'm going to take that one.
We can only pick one?
I'm going to take that one.
Okay, go.
Because I deal with the emotional clients and all that good stuff. you know, I think the biggest thing is like excitement and nervous are kind of like the same chemical reaction. So don't freak out if you feel 1 minute nervous, 1 minute excited, but just know it's going to be stressful, but it's almost a good stress because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so when you're planning a dream home and you're going through all these decisions, it gets overwhelming, but when you feel like that, you just kind of think about the end goal and what you're going to be living in. And just like that kind of helps motivate and just pushes you through, right? Like, you know, there is an end to it and it's going to be a happy ending. So just, yeah, expect that you will feel overwhelmed.
I love that.
I mean, I even felt overwhelmed renting and we didn't even build. I was like, are we making the right decision?
It was such a huge move for us to come into this house. I mean, because this whole thing with, we just landed into this whole TikTok thing and social media and going off and starting our own business. So like it's been like a jumping ship for sure.
That's a really good piece of that.
Congrats on that. Congrats on the growth. That's awesome. And welcome to the HGTV family.
Thank you. Let's go.
Feels like home. It's good to be here.
I am so
feels happy. Like home. I see what you did there. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm so good.
You're so punny.
I'm so punny. So we wanted to do a segment with you guys. We like this. We call it Defend the Trend. And we give you guys a question. And it's either something you're like, yeah, I think you should do this. No, you either defend it or you're against it.
All right, here's the trend. So renovating versus new build, would you always choose to build from the ground up?
So we have done both. So we can talk about it from both sides, but I would definitely always build from the ground up. You get exactly what you want. You're not moving into someone's old house and trying to retrofit it to something that you want. There's a lot of, you know, controlled costs are much easier. And with the materials these days, if people want that older look, you can get brand new materials to look rustic and a little bit older. Plus, you don't have the headaches of older houses. I mean, plumbing, electrical, AC, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, it was done so totally different. Insulation, especially in Florida, you know, brand new houses, you are going to have a much more solid house if you build new.
I have to go with everything he just said. And I think you have to be creative either way you go, right? So I don't feel like building new or doing a renovation, like the skill set is similar as far as design goes. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about starting with a blank canvas for me that my mind works easier doing that than trying to go into something and go, how can I change this? How can I change this? And so that's just kind of a preference, I think, just the way my creative mind works. But yeah, definitely less risk factors for sure.
And so actually, is it cheaper to just build?
In certain circumstances, absolutely. I mean, back in the day, I renovated a 100-year-old home. And I would have spent less money bulldozing that house and building a brand new one. Because the thing is, you have an idea of what your renovation budget is. But when you start knocking down walls, like the one we did at Reddington Shores, we had to do a whole brand new floor system. You don't plan on those expenses. When you're doing a new house, you know what you have to do. So in some circumstances, building new will save you money.
I want to say, just to chime in on that, because you know what? There has been an increase in like lumber costs, and there's a lot of things right now that are just crazy fluctuation in price. So it can go either way. But I do think that the one thing is the risk factors of the unknowns with the renovation versus the risk factor of, like you said, building new, knowing stuff's under warranty. You know what I mean? Knowing that you're good. So in the long run, I do think it's...
We're probably defending the trend too much, but being in Florida, we have crazy weather, not just in Florida, all over the country. And let's face it, building codes change over time, right? Yeah. So a house built 100 years ago, it's not going to be as safe for the family as opposed to a brand new construction build. For all those reasons, I hope we defended our trend.
But it makes sense. Like your parents live in historic Hyde Park. And
yeah, their house is like over 100 years old.
They've had one of those ones that has a plaque, right? Like right on the house. It's like,
you don't touch those. You just look.
Don't touch that plaque.
But like your mom, right? Like, I mean, she does projects all the time. And I know that she probably runs into a lot of weird stuff.
Well, when we moved in, I remember I was a little girl and they just gutted that place. I just remember. Like,
so they almost kind of built it new from the inside out, right?
Yeah. But just thinking with construction and materials these days, you could make a brand new house look 100 years old. So why not do it?
Yeah, but you won't have the plaque.
I can get you a plaque. I can get you a plaque.
No, they don't just give those away very easily.
I think it's also kind of maybe romantic isn't the right word. I think it is romantic, actually.
Really?
Why am I saying romantic? I know why I'm saying romantic. In the notebook, Noah builds Allie a home from the ground up. And that is romantic because he did her vision, everything she wanted. And it's so romantic that she left her engagement to go be with him. Like, it's just romantic.
Is this your expectations?
It is.
He built it with his bare hands, Michael.
Are these your expectations? Because if so, I mean, I literally can't hang a painting. So.
No, he can't.
Mike, you better step it up, bro.
I'm screwed, man.
Okay, so lastly, before we go, where can we find you guys on social media?
This is big. Don't get this wrong. This is huge.
I have way too many followers already. I don't need any more. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, we are definitely excited to grow, excited to share what we're doing with the world. So, yes, I have my handle is Mika Makes Moves. That's a tongue twister.
And I am Mr. Breaking Ground with one G in Breaking Ground. But yeah, I mean, we keep it real on our social media platforms. We have fun. We show everything that we do. So, yeah, if you want to check us out and help me get to 3001, I would appreciate it. So we are 38 years old, and I still mentally feel like I'm 25, like Mike's just turning today. But just be careful, guys. I will tell you, from 25 to 38 goes like that. It goes so fast.
You sound like an old person.
I know. I sound like my dad right now. But we've had a great journey, and it's only starting with HGTV, but we've had a great journey and we make a great team. So I love you, Mama.
Aww. You guys are awesome.
Where can we watch your show, 100 Day Dream Home?
So you can actually check out season one of 100 Day Dream Home on Discovery Plus, and you can catch brand new episodes of 100 Day Dream Home every single Monday night at 8 o'clock on HGTV from now until March the 8th.
Guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We really appreciate you guys. A ton. You guys are awesome. We had such a fun time.
I really like talking to you. And you guys are just so cute to look at. I don't know.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having us. We had fun. Thanks for sharing your birthday with us. And now that we both know that we live in Tampa, we need to meet at Ulele for dinner. Mika's treating.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
I love it.
Mika, can I just say also, I think your taste is phenomenal. And I also think you are so beautiful. I was watching in one of the first episodes, the sun was, is this weird?
No,
girl, come on. Keep telling me.
The sun was hitting you and like, you just looked stunning. And I was like, Michael, look at this.
She is really my best friend.
No, she's, you talking about me or Mika?
No. Do you know how hot it is in July? You know how hot it is in July.
She glistens.
I'm like, you guys, I'm sitting out here sweating on national TV and they're like, no, you look fine. I'm like, oh no, I feel like I'm on fire.
She sparkles.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you guys so much for being here and for being on HGTV Obsessed. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I just think it's fascinating that they can build an entire home in 100 days.
It took me like 3 hours to unpack a box the other day.
No, I feel like it's going to take us 100 days to unpack from this new place.
You know, I have trouble like drilling anything.
Guys, he tried to set up the baby gate. There's just holes in the banister. Like, that's all it is.
I have to put, what do you call it? Like,
that pasty stuff?
Yeah. We don't even know what it's called. I got to fix a hole already in the wall. I think we've mentioned before on the show, but like her mom does all of our, she hangs everything in our house. Yeah. She's the installer, the master installer. Anyways, did you enjoy our move?
Did I enjoy our move?
I think we had a lot of fun. We were blessed to have movers this time, which we've never had before. We moved twice together as a married couple, and we had to do all the packing and all the moving. And this time it was done for us. That was cool.
Yeah. Felt like luxury, like a queen.
Oh my gosh. You just got to run around and ask all the movers funny questions.
Just got to pretend to be you all day.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, I think it's time that we get into one of our favorite segments. Yeah. What's it called?
HGTV to the rescue. Woo! So we have another amazing couple on this week's edition of HGTV to the Rescue. So we have Tariq El Moussa from Flipper Flop and Flipping 101 and his fiance, Heather Ray. They are here to answer an amazing question from Brian. And Brian is asking, Tariq and Heather, my partner and I want to invest in our first ever flip, but we're disagreeing on which one to choose. Advice on how to get him to agree that I'm right.
That's a great question.
All right, so the only way you're gonna convince your partner that the house you chose is the right one is by showing them the facts and showing them the numbers. So you need to add up what you're paying, how much you're spending, what your costs are, and in the end, you need to show that if you buy your house, you're gonna make more money. And if you're not gonna make more money, don't buy your house.
Well, yeah, you have to take emotion out of it. You're not choosing the house for you, you're choosing the house that's gonna make the most money. Also, you want to make sure you pick the house in the neighborhood that's going to sell the fastest.
And also, have you ever regretted buying an investment house?
I have absolutely 1,000,000% regretted buying multiple investment properties because I lost money. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing with investment properties, right? So I lose about 5% of the time, which is about 1 in 20 houses. But on those houses that I lose money, like going into the deal, I already know it's a high-risk deal. So I've never like lost money on a house without expecting to possibly lose money. It's never come out of the blue.
Yeah, so Tariq makes house flipping seem like something literally anyone can do. So I appreciate his honesty and that. And I'm also wondering, since we are technically a part of the HGTV family and they got engaged on HGTV, can we come to your wedding? Should we ask them that on a podcast so they have to say yes? I think it's rude to say no. Yeah.
I choose steak for my dinner.
That's an open invitation right there.
I would have to say yes, and I will take a side of potatoes.
What?
I'll see you on the dance floor, babe.
I'll see you there, babe. You can be my plus one.
Sick. Thank you so much to Brian and Mika from 100 Day Dream Home for joining us today. And if you love them as much as we do, you're in luck because they will also be on HGTV's Rock the Block 2 later this spring.
Also, huge thanks to Tariq El Moussa and Heather Ray for their help on today's HGTV to the Rescue. If you want to ask your own question, hit us up on the HGTV Instagram account. And as usual, if you like what you're listening to right this very second, please hop over to Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to your podcasts and rate and review HGTV Obsessed.
And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Guys, these ratings, these reviews, they mean they help us out so much to let us know that we're doing a great job. So if there's nothing else, I think we can say goodbye. Yeah.
I miss you guys already.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll see you next time.
Virtual hug, everyone. Cool.
Nice. Ready, Michael? Don't look. I'm going to tell it to you. Surprise.
Okay.
Hey, why don't eggs tell jokes?
Why?
Because they'd crack each other up.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, why don't I trust stairs?
Huh?
They're just always up to something.